NY4G, W4DJW. NY4G, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACCHU portion. And tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima, but before we do that, we're going to recognize our pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and brand new radio amateurs. Starting with pre-net, we have K4XMR, that is Mel, he's in Prosperity, W2AMD, that is Andrew in Simpsonville, KG4PFI, that's Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're in Piedmont, W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Travelers Rest, KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. AA4GH, and that is Gus. And Gus is in Punta Gorda, Florida. W4YBF, that's Stephen in Westminster. N4JRB, that's Jim in Greer. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KF5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylors. And KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Good to have the pre-net check-in users. That's what the functionality is there for. We do have two Echolink stations. We're going to go with Echolink stations only right now for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel. That's KQ4TGH. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley, and I'll be negative negative.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Blank Charlie. This is Matt in downtown Greenville at the work site. Be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4TGH. That's Jonathan in Easley. Good to have you tonight, Jonathan. Appreciate you joining us via Echolink this evening. And our Thursday night net control operator, WG4MC, that's Matt in Greenville. Good to have you this night, Matt. Hope all is going well with you and do appreciate you taking time to drop in with us this evening. That's all we have for Echolink. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure what the protocol is, and would like to get checked in? Just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest. Okay, doesn't sound like we have any this evening. But we will keep trying as we're having training sessions and test sessions going on for recruiting new amateur radio operators. Tonight being Tuesday, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with India through Lima. Sessions with the first letter in their suffix that begins with I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hope you're in this lane. You both are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, the Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thank you so much for calling the net. Hope you're in this lane. Have a great Thanksgiving. If I don't get to talk to you before then, there's one on the net. Have a great Thanksgiving. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, Dave.
My wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment and hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That is Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And by the way, Sid calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8 p.m. Be sure and check in with him with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. And Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello and do appreciate you coming by here, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Appreciate you being here. K4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. You're sounding good. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. And Larry, I do have you down for comments. Till Miss Donna, we said hello and do appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in out of turn. Good evening, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy. He's bringing with him KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They are in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. And group or out of group, doesn't matter, just as long as you get checked in. Appreciate you being here this evening. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And do we have any other stations? One last call. India through Lima that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, and via telephone relay, I'm checking in WD4DYH. That's Johnny in Traveler's Rest. And that's via text message from Johnny. Let's go ahead now and move it up to Mike through Papa. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomite, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and they're in Piedmont. Also, by telephone relay, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle in Ware Shoals. Lorena, appreciate you bringing Rick and Michelle with you this evening. Hope you guys are having a fantastic evening, and do tell Rick and Michelle that we said hello. K4OIM, that's Walt and Hinman. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hoping you're having a wonderful weekend and looking forward to a great Thanksgiving. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that's going to bump us up to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KJW, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango, X-ray, Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris from Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Evening, Chris.
For DJW. And Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, Bill, and Calpins. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR, that's my neighbor, Tom, in Greer. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello, Tom. Do appreciate you being here. N0TR, Tom. And KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's in Liberty. Good to have you this night, Chris. You sounded good. And KA2TXJ, that's Jim in Taylors. You sound like you're sitting right next to me, Jim. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KK4TRJ, that's Bill and Cowpens. Bill, you sounded good. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. And I do have an announcement to make. If I sounded like I was a little bit distracted, I was getting text messaged by our club president, and he would like me to announce tonight, and I'll make an announcement to go out over the air, and then I'll ask if anybody has any questions, leave time for anybody who might want anything repeated. But the club is going to have a family event Monday night on December the 2nd. That's a Christmas dinner. They're going to have it at the Little Rebel Restaurant in Greer. It's going to be December the 2nd at 7 p.m. That's 1900 hours, the way Johnny talks. That means 7 p.m., Little Rebel, pay your own way, and we need a head count for the guy that owns the Little Rebel. So if you would like to attend, please contact Leroy. And if you got a pen and a piece of paper, I can give you a number right now, or I'll just go ahead and call out their telephone numbers. You can text to these numbers, or you can call them and tell them that you're going to be there. Leroy's number is 864-630-5414. That's Leroy's number. And Johnny's number is 864-884-1314. So if you would like to go to the Christmas dinner Monday night, December the 2nd at 7 p.m., that's the Little Rebel in Greer, please call Johnny or Leroy. Leroy's number once more is 864-630-5414, and Johnny's number is 864-884-1314. Give them a call and let them know, because they need a head count to get to the owner of the restaurant. Do we need any fills on that announcement? Call W4DJW.
WKO4HK.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Is that going to be Monday?
Affirmative. December the 2nd is on a Monday at 7 p.m.
Sir, KO4H, back to that.
No problem. Does anybody need anybody else need any fills? Does anybody need the telephone numbers repeated, or does anybody have any questions about the time or the place? Okay. Well, he just asked me to build an electronic message so that we can put that out there so more people will know. So if you hear that, you'll know what it's talking about. Let's see, we are now in the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that will bring us to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with U through Z. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hello to you and Amy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland tonight, no traffic, no table, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
KW, thanks for calling the net. Please check in WB4ZPH. That's Whiskey, Bravo, 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. This is Roger and Travers Rest. That's KQ4WLB. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Lima Bravo. I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Check in Kilo Mike 4, Yankee Mike Victor. This is Kevin in Ennery, and I'll be negative and negative this evening.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control would like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane calling from home in Cleveland. Good to have you as nice, Shane. You're sounding good. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. WB4Z Papa Hotel, ZPH. That's David and Taylor's. You're sounding good, David. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KQ 4WLB. That's Roger in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you're going to have a fantastic Thanksgiving coming up. And KQ4YDI, Yankee Delta India. That's David in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. And that was very, very low, so I pulled that out of the white noise, David. If that's wrong, let me know, and I'll make a correction. But I think that's what it was. You might be on a handheld in Greenville, and that's a really tough thing to do to get into a repeater from a handheld in Greenville. KM4YMV, that's Kevin in Ennery. Sounding good tonight, Kevin. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Do we have any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, was that Kilo Quebec 4 Victor X-ray Zulu? If so, give me a Roger, Roger. You're right down in the white noise. Well, I got Kilo Quebec 4 Victor X-ray Zulu. And if that's correct, give me a Roger, Roger.
Negative. Kilo November 4 Victor, Victor Tango.
Okay, that was better. I don't know if you just elevated your voice or if you stood on your tippy toes. But whatever it was, that one did sound better. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4, Victor, Victor, Tango, Zachary in Fort Mills, South Carolina. Are you in Fort Mills right now, or did you say you were in Anderson?
Technically Townville. I need to change that.
Okay, Townville. I'll put that in my data. I'll update my database with Townville. Appreciate you being here and appreciate your patience with me while I was getting you checked in. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha? Let's say, yeah, we're going to move to the Alpha through Delta group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Oh. Is Kilo Quebec 4 Victor X-ray Zulu KQ4 VXZ Matthew at Lake Carvel. I'm negative and negative.
Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC4, IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Nick and Joe, I'd like to recognize KQ4, Victor X-ray Zulu. That's Matthew in Lake Hartwell. Good to have you with us tonight, Matthew. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And KC4, IVP, that's Steve in Simpsonville. Sounding good, Steve. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do you have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
KB1VNT, James Taylor, negative and negative, Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November 10.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KB1BNT. That's Jim N. Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Jim. You sounded good. Thanks for taking the time to be with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Mr. Dave, Miss Amy, and Annette, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Appreciate you calling Annette there, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving coming up.
Okay, Net Control, I would like to recognize our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things Swap Net, KI4DOS. That's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy, and they are in Easley. Sounds good, Gary. You and Miss Joy have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday as well, and tell the puppies to enjoy the leftovers, the shepherds. They're no longer puppies anymore. Anyway, appreciate you checking in this evening. Hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Any other stations, an Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Out Kilo Mike 4, Echo Foxtrot Tango, Shannon, in Hendersonville.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4EFT, that's Shannon in Hendersonville. Good to have you tonight, Shannon. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday coming up. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel group, the patient group for Tuesday night. E through H. If the E through H is the first letter in the suffix of your call and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Been all on the net.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. K04HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment. No traffic tonight. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
For DJW. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. KC4ECN, Harry in Kettle, North Carolina. Have a good Thanksgiving, Dave. I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
W4DJW. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene in Taylors, negative and negative. And I'm wondering at some point, could you say again the essential information about the little rebel? I think I heard that, but anyway, I think you had two persons with two different phone numbers, and could you say those again? Anyway, that's all I got. Over.
Okay, Gene, I'll do that right after recognizing these stations. Net Control would like to recognize our Sunday night net control operator, that is KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you as night, Patrick. And KC4EZN, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you as night, Harry. And W4FHJ, Gene in Taylor, South Carolina. Good to have you as night, Gene. And to repeat that information, I'm glad you brought that up because people may have a pencil and piece of paper now. The Christmas dinner for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, right? Society, that's the South Carolina side of the border, right? Club is the North Carolina side of the border. Society is the South Carolina side. So the Christmas dinner is December the 2nd at 1900 hours. That's 7 o'clock. That is a Monday, 7 p.m. And it's a family event. You pay your own way. And they need a head count. So to tell them you're going to be there or to RSVP, call Leroy or Johnny. Leroy's number is 864-630-5414. And Johnny's number is 864-884-1314. Anybody need any fills on that announcement? And Gene, I do appreciate you getting me to repeat that. Anybody need any fills on that announcement? That is at the Little Rebel in Greer. That's a Little Rebel restaurant just northwest of Greer. Okay, once again, Gene, thank you very much for reminding me to remind everybody of that so that we get that out there at least a couple of times. I just got the message while I was calling the net that they found a place to do that. So you're getting that hot off the press as it's being created. We are in the Echo Through Hotel group. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize N4EDW. That's Ed and Brevard. Sounding good, Ed. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Now we're going to open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I missed my turn earlier because I wasn't paying attention. And so anyway, I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Yeah, James, I did the same thing. Somebody's grabbed my attention, and then my group goes by. Now I have to wait till the end. You don't necessarily have to do that. You could check in earlier, but it is kind of nice. Appreciate you being there and hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving coming up. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KO4PXB. That's Lloyd, sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope your Thanksgiving goes well. One more call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so and will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the one and only one that we have on the stump this evening for the RAG 2 is KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He's in Greer. Larry called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW and everybody on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I got to say, today was an interesting day. For sure, for sure. Well, for the first thing, my automobile wouldn't crank. And when they don't crank, it's usually the battery. I suspected it was the battery. And it's been doing this, you know, like off and on, depending on how many days I go without operating the vehicle, because the battery was not getting enough charge, or it was, just wasn't receiving. Yeah, is that the other way around? Wasn't receiving enough charge. So the charging system or the battery capacity was off, and so I called and I says, you know, I'd like to bring it in, and I mean, I could change out the battery, I imagine, but checking the charging system is another deal. And this is something that's been kind of chronic over maybe 4 years of time. So I thought perhaps we got a problem here deeper than a lazy battery. And they can charge it. I mean, they can check the charging system, see if it's putting out enough juice that. But in the meantime, I had to get it over there to him, you see. So we tried to jumpstart this using, you know, your old trusty jumper cables. And, well, the car started, but as I drove it out of the complex here, it wouldn't go over 20 miles an hour. Now, some people might say, whoa, 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 I know what the problem is there. I know what the problem is. Well, a few people that were close to me at the time said, I know what the problem is. And so maybe it was that problem. Anyway, I had to call a wrecker to come pick the car up. It wasn't as easy as driving it to the vehicle, to the dealer. I had to have the car put on the turtle's back, so to speak. It was a nice brand new one, and I hadn't seen one like that up close. I had a good time. You should try to make a good time out of anything. I had a good time talking with a guy and whatnot, and off it went. We were going to visit the dealer later in the day to pick it up. Well, you know, there's more to it, but I think I ought to break and see if you got anything to say, or if anybody else might want to say, oh, that happened to me too. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, I'm not, it could be a number of things. that's one of the jobs of the auto mechanic is to put it on the computer these days and run a diagnostics and find out if there's any weak points or what the alternator's putting out, how much the alternator's putting out, or if it's putting out anything. I was going to say at first, if it's anything like my truck, it doesn't get used except for once every third week, and it makes a trip out to the landfill. It used to be used more often than that when I went flying all the time, but not doing any flying here lately. And they do make these little battery maintainers, cost about $40, that you can just put outside underneath the hood of the truck and just run a jumper cable out there from the car, from the garage, and it'll just maintain it if you don't drive the car very much, which is good. Keeps you from having to buy a new battery every 3 or 4 years. I don't know that one. I would say I would need more info on what has been checked or what hasn't been checked. But if you can't get it over a certain speed and it starts cutting back, that's usually, I don't know, that's usually the ventilation, the exhaust ventilation. Well, I know if the catalytic converter gets stopped up or if something gets stopped up in the exhaust, it'll make it so it won't go as fast. If there's a bird's nest in the intake, it won't go as fast. Can't get enough airflow. Same thing with airplane engines. You have to check for bird nest every time you fly a private single-engine airplane or multi-engine airplane, for that matter. I don't know, Larry. You can leave a little space after I unkey to see if anybody else wants to throw their opinion out there. W4DJW with KK4JBQ in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go ahead, comment.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, check your fuel pump. I had a similar thing happen on a trip years ago. It would go faster uphill than downhill. The fuel pump was bad. Over.
That's interesting, Harry. I tell you, that's not exactly the problem. It was stuck. 20 miles an hour, no matter how far I flexed that accelerator pedal, it would go 20 miles an hour. And then, two, when I initially turned the ignition, it started right up. And then, of course, went out and took the cables off from both vehicles, having jumped it. And got back in the vehicle, noticed that it was idling fast, probably twice the speed that it normally would be. And that never changed either. So, in talking to a good friend of mine, something that I'd never heard of, now some others may have heard of, it's called the limp home. Limp home problem. In other words, the newer cars with a computer on board, if it doesn't think that it can operate well, but it will get you home as long as you want to go wherever you're headed at 20 miles an hour. And that's through traffic and, you know, all of this stuff. You still have braking, and I don't know if you've got headlights or I just don't know. But the limp home problem. Anyway, so I mentioned that when I told the operator there at the dealership, she says, oh, we're familiar with that. They can check quickly with their devices. They can check to see what's ailing. But a very special fuse, a very expensive fuse, that is part of that monitoring system on board new cars. And so when that fuse blows, it reduces everything. And the most critical thing, driving through traffic at most times of the day around here, you'll get eaten alive if you're traveling at 20 miles an hour. No amount of pressure on the accelerator will cause it to go any faster. Anyway, so had a real nice conversation with the fellow that came with the wrecker. And he had an opinion about what the problem might be, too. I guess everybody had some idea. Nobody thought of looking for a fuse. Anyway, the dealership took care of the fuse and replaced the battery under warranty. I didn't even know that it was a good thing, because batteries these days. Did you know that we don't mine any lead here in the United States anymore? Consequently, nobody makes lead-acid batteries in the United States anymore. They're all imported. And that has caused them to go through the roof. My battery, they marked through, and I think they want to make a point of this, they marked through the price, $280-some for a 12-volt battery. And nothing really special either. When things get scarce, they get pricey. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, Larry, that's called economics 101, supply and demand. As the supply goes down, if the demand stays constant, the price goes up to compensate for the decrease in supply. Let me check to see if there's any other stations. I'll be right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay. Well, Larry, I did that. That is interesting. That does sound also like that's pretty bold of somebody to put that in the code. I know that was a lot of things like that are proposed, but they're usually people don't buy them to them because, like you said, you're going to get eaten alive out there. And if you're that's creating a dangerous situation out on the road for somebody to continue to drive like that. And sure enough, somebody will get hit, and it will be because they couldn't go any faster. Somebody will get hurt, and then they'll be open to a lawsuit because they made a bad decision when they made the decision to put the car in limp home mode. All right, either kill it, get it off the road, or let it drive and eat itself alive until it dies. But don't put it in limp home mode. That just sounds like a really bad decision. I can see sitting around the table in a conference room and people asking to weigh in on that decision. And I can see the wrong answer coming out of that room. That's because, like you said, if you set up a situation where people can get eat alive like that, eventually there's going to be a bad accident, and then there's going to be a big lawsuit, and then somebody's going to hear about it, and then it's going to be turned into a class action lawsuit, and that can take companies down. Anyway, Larry, I hate that you had to go through that. I didn't realize that they don't make lead acid batteries anymore in the United States. I did when I was taking my auto mechanics training from Greenville Tech back in the late 70s, early 80s. They took us to Exide Battery Makers in Greer. There's a company called Exide Batteries, and they made the batteries in Greer. And they took us through that factory where they make them. And we went from where the billets came in at the back door all the way through where the casings were injection molded, to where the paste was made that makes the cells for each one, and then how the cells are joined together. And we went from start to finish. It was pretty interesting to me. And we knew everything there was to know about making lead-acid batteries after we came out of that. And that was just a one-day event in the auto mechanics training class that I took out there. And that lasted for a semester, I think it was. And well worth it, because you learn how much you don't know. When you think you know a lot, you learn how much you don't know, and that's when the real learning begins. KK4JVQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Well, Dave, I think from time to time, everybody ought to take a trip to a good mechanic, to their dealer, if that's what they prefer, and have them go over the vehicle. They caught little things, made little adjustments. It finally added up to, be a little bit pricey. But I now, I have confidence that when I go out and turn the key I got to say, nothing beats getting there on time. when you're noted for arriving at least just a little bit late. Or at most just a little bit late. They caught some things that I just wasn't aware of looking for, They did the usual stuff, the engine oil change with the filter and such as that, and what other little thing. Oh, they rotated the tires. Yes, indeed, you need to do that. Strange about the tires. On the way home, one of them went ka-thunk, ka-thunk, ka-thunk. And I'm thinking it was just the way it was mounted previously. And that cleared up by the time I got home. So they just run differently on, the end of whatever end of the axle you got it, front or rear. It evens the wear, I guess. And maybe the way the tires fitting on the hub, I don't know. But there's enough to worry about out there. My goodness, the traffic is extraordinary. Just in the last 2 years, maybe. Well, famously, our population has really gone through the roof here. And so building has gone through the roof, and everything that comes along with increased population, everything. And one of those things is traffic. Maybe it's one of the most consequential things to increase the number of cars on the road. I went through some stuff just to get to the dealership and back. I went through some stuff. I was glad to get out of there alive. You know, had two emergency vehicles, flashing lights, coming from different directions. And I'm just trying to get used to this car again, you know, and the way it's kind of acting and feeling. And they come from two different directions. And which one of them, or which civilian out there, has the right of way at any given tick of the clock. It was pretty exciting. All of them missed everybody else, strangely enough. No, there were no collisions, but they just zoomed through there, you know, like they owned the place. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, you are right. I looked it up while you were talking. The cities with the highest level of move-ins in 2023-2024, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, is at the top of the list, and then Williamson, North Carolina. And then there's Okalaka, Florida, Houston, Texas, fourth and fifth, and then 10th in the United States. Greenville used to be fourth. Greenville-Spartanburg now is 10th. That's still pretty high on the list because there's a lot of cities right there. Charlotte is 16th. So Myrtle Beach, Williamson, Olaka, Florida, Houston, Texas, and Greenville-Spartanburg in the top 10. So that explains why it's so difficult to get out. I mean, I have to cross Wade Hampton to go over to Staples to deliver packages or to go across the street to get a haircut or to go across there to get food from McAllister's. And every time it is a chore to get across Wade Hampton. When we moved here back in the 60s, you could blow through the stop sign going on to Wade Hampton and you wouldn't hit anybody. I mean, it was a two-lane road back then. So, yeah, it's Greenville-Spartanburg, 10th on the list in the United States right now. They were 4th on the list. So higher than Charlotte, North Carolina, which is 16th on the list. So, yeah, it's a problem. time to move further out from the city. I've been looking for land further out. And it goes down in price until you start getting up into North Carolina, and then it starts going back up in price again. So there's still pretty high price around this area. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
No, that's an interesting metric, especially the way you presented it there, that you the further out you go, land and maybe home prices go down until you reach another point and they begin rising again. Yeah, well, that's a different way. Numbers are a great thing. I married an accountant, so I've had a good education on all that. And also, relief from something that I dearly, well, let's put it this way, I don't miss having to account for every penny here. That's a big chore. But since, you know, she was working for some rather large companies around here, you know, our family income is nothing compared. And the stringency and all of the rules and stuff is such as that. It was a break for her, you know, to, well, actually, she did everything simultaneously. There was no break. But just to retire and just have our numbers to do. Yeah. So, anyway, if you want to get, if you're a young person and you want you want one measure of an easy life, marry an accountant, you know. KK4JBQ.
Well, that is a responsibility. I try to handle most of it. Some of this, we kind of split ours up. I don't read the mail. When I go get the mail, I go out to the mailbox with the dogs. I pick up the mail. I put it on the countertop in the kitchen, and she tells me if there's anything in there I need to know anything about. but then I pay all the bills. I make sure everything gets paid. She has a few things that she does that, that she likes that are just extras. But, and like you said, after I retired, we greatly simplified, paid some stuff off, got rid of bills, got rid of things that we've been keeping for a long time and never using, that kind of stuff. Just do some general house cleaning with your finances. And it can make it a whole lot simpler. But yeah, neither one of us are accountants, but, both of us take different pieces of it, I guess. And I tell her, reading what comes out of the mailbox is her responsibility. I'll pay. I got all the bills set up on e-bills, so they just remind me at certain points. I just go in there and say, yeah, go ahead and do that. Yeah, go ahead and do that. That makes it really easy. Online banking is really nice. I remember when my mother used to sit down at multiple times throughout the month, and she would get a statement from the bank, and it would have everything that she paid. And she would have in her checkbook everything that she wrote, and she would have to find where the bank got it and find where she wrote it and reconcile that line. And she'd do that with every single line, and then she'd have to add everything up. Don't forget to carry the one. None of that stuff, Larry. The bank does all of that for me. Every now and then I spot check it to make sure they're still being honest, and they're honest. I used to work there, so I know they're honest. It's a whole lot simpler than it used to be. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KI4LZI.
Go ahead, Andy.
If you want to move out in the country, you and I discussed that once before, a long time ago. Believe me, from where I'm at here, when I grew up at, one, you better be in good health and be able to take care of the whole property yourself. Two, you better be able to hire someone to help you take care of it, because it ain't going to be like down there where you're at. It's going to be bush hogging, weed eating, and that's just, you know, what comes off the top of my head.
And Andy, you are absolutely right. I was looking at the same time I was doing that, I was looking at tractors. 8N Ford tractors. Those are pretty decent tractors. I know how to work one of those with bush hogs and stuff like that on it. They're pretty good workhorse, and they're not very expensive at all. And they last forever. Those things never wear out. And I know how to build them. I've built them. I've taken them apart and built them all together. So a good tractor like that with a scrape blade and a bush hog and a chainsaw and maybe something to lift some stuff up. But you're right. I was thinking about that at the same time. And it's not necessarily human muscle that needs to be done. You need the tools. You need the proper tools to be able to do it. But you're absolutely right. You can't just buy that land and expect it's going to take care of itself.
And we got an ADN out there right now. It needs a little work done to it. I'm not, you know, I know a Pinto pretty good, but that predates me, you, and Larry, too. If you can find the parts, you're good. But if you can't find the parts, then you go running. There was one other person, I don't remember now, that's been so long since I heard him. He was down in Georgia, and he used to get on here late at night with some of them in here that kind of messed around with 8N tractors. You know, if you find someone that's pretty good with you, that's good. But that old alien we got out there's been out there since probably 1976. And my dad bought it used. He did. And we've kept it going all, as best we could all these decades. But without that, this place would be grown up into a forest all around here like you wouldn't believe. And even with that, there's still plenty of weed eating. So on like that needs to be done. I'm telling you, before you get in, decide to do this, you better make sure you're able to handle it. Let me just say it that way.
Well, Andy, you couldn't be more correct. You're absolutely right, and that is a good thing. That is something I started thinking about while I was looking for it. Who's going to do all that? How am I going to do all that? And I was looking for flat land, and this isn't this area. I mean, there are a few places where it's flat, but far and few between. And they know it's high value where it's flat, because I wanted it to be able to put a runway up for flying in RC planes. A big long runway with plenty of lead in and plenty of lead out, so that you don't have to worry about power lines or trees or anything like that. You can get low way out and come in and stay low all the way till you pass the runway and go all the way out the other end, staying low the whole time. And yeah, that takes a whole lot of work. What else you got, Andy? KF4LZI, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Kelsey, I just heard you Larry talking about the car and you about moving out in the country. It's fine, but just be prepared for what's to come, though. And as far as the car issue, I've heard Larry talk about his situation with that before, but that where they got these computers and sensors all down just to doing 20 miles an hour, just enough to get you home, that sounds about like how all these newer cars would be with the sensors, the computer systems, and all setups that's in them, and that kind of thing would be way above my head. But you, Larry, I guess, KI4LZI.
My turn. I'll take Andy's direction there, if you don't mind, Dave. Don't have a lot more to add, except when I got home, I had, well, on the way back, I tried different things, you know, because they've been in the guts of the machine, and I hadn't been there to observe, and they didn't want me there to observe, I'm sure. So I tried different things, and don't you know, the second thing I tried was the radio. Now, the radio in this car, this is not a brand new car, but it shocked me when I first got this car some years ago. The radio is tied into a compact disc player that's in the dash. Now, that tells you a little bit about the vintage of the car, because there's not a lot of compact discs sold anymore, although they are experiencing somewhat of a resurgence. But it also has Bluetooth, and it's part of the radio system. Bluetooth, and you can connect a phone, so you can answer the phone by voice. I think there's a microphone and a speaker in the visor. on both sides of the vehicle. Anyway, I was just shocked with the attention to detail that the manufacturer had put into that system. Well, it wasn't working. I mean, it's completely dark. Would not turn on. And I rummaged through the owner's manual, found out that there is a fuse for that, too. And I'll be looking for that tomorrow. I'm pretty confident that is what it is. I sure hope it is, because it's dark. Anyhow, it was an interesting day today. Don and I went out, first time in a long while, we sat down somewhere else and had a meal, a good meal, with a very nice sound system and playing music that I didn't mind sitting and eating and enjoying that along with the music that they played. A lot of covers, if you know what I mean, but some I could identify as the original artists as well, and it was tweaked, you know. Most restaurants don't take that kind of pains in getting the music right, but that's important to me. I sit there and I listen, you know, play little games. Don and I both like music, and we try to name that tune and the artist, whether it's a cover or the original, and the year it was released and when you first heard it, where you were. You know, you play games like that, and the world is a bigger place. You can just sit and eat a meal if you want to, but it's fun to play a game. It's fun not to grow up. This is KK4JPQ.
Larry, let me check real quick to see if we have any other people that would like to check in, and I'll be right back to you. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet? Call W4DJW.